Tekken Style Boob Fondlage, Thursday the 6th of January 2011. Have you ever noticed that if you have boobies, people will always talk about them? I have this theory that the volume of boobie conversation you receive equates to the size of your chest. For example, a 24 AAA will receive less boobie conversation than a 24E, and a 34C will receive less than a 34HH. I've experienced more years of breast talk than I have not experienced it. I hear it a fair bit. I hear comments about my boobies as often as I hear someone saying my name or derivatives of it. I cannot recall a time where they weren't a major focal point for someone who was talking to me, whether this be someone I've known all my life or someone I've just met. Do I even notice anymore? Yes, I suppose any woman does, really. The thing is that I'm never really sure why they're quite so interesting. If a man comes up to me in a bar, whiny breath and spinach in their teeth drooling over my wabs, the thing I notice more is that he's making a complete and utter twat of himself. Having said that, it isn't gender specific, nor does it relate to anyone's sexual preference. Even I probably look at other ladies' boobs unconsciously, sizing them up and all that. This doesn't mean that I like that people notice them though, or talk about them a lot. Suppose it's the same with anything in life. You adapt because there comes a point where you don't know any different. A silver lining from this state of affairs is the surprise people get when they realise that despite having a great rack, I also have half a brain. I realised long ago that big boobies will always be a major factor in conversation to or about a person who has them. Just as if someone is a complete tool, that'll be the first thing I notice too. Justice is done. Love, Barry.